It is February 7th for our Pray Today challenge. And I want you to think about this. And maybe you're not even a sports fan, but I think you'll be able to understand where I'm going with this. Would you rather be, assuming you're a sports fan, would you rather be a fan watching the game, or would you rather be a player experiencing the game firsthand? And I know for those of us who are sports fans, I would absolutely 100% much rather be on the field participating than in the crowd or on the bench. And I think for many Christians, they give their life to Christ, but they never really get off the bench and get into the game when it comes to using what God has given them. I want you to think about the gifts that you have. I want you to think about the talents, the abilities that you have, understanding that there are people listening to this today who have such a wide difference and different personalities, experiences, gifts, abilities. Some of you out there are amazing at technology, and unlike me, you can fix computers, and I have trouble learning to use the recorder that I'm recording these Pray Today challenges on. Some of you have a gift of music. Some of you have a gift of just making people feel important. I don't mean just making people feel important, because that's an amazing gift. Some of you are encouragers. Some of you are students of the Bible, that God has given the ability to memorize verses and to memorize spiritual concepts that you can pass along to others. Some of you are intrinsic. Some of you are extrinsic. Type A personalities and type B personalities. People who love talking in front of people and people who just want to go crawl in the corner if they're asked to speak in front of people. And I want you to know that you're all part of God's team. I think it's important that we don't take ourselves out of the game because we don't have the same gifts and abilities as others. God needs you to do His work. And there is not a person listening to this that doesn't have an ability, a gift, a talent that God wants to use to further His kingdom. Maybe that's greeting people at church or serving in a coffee bar, making coffee. Maybe it's encouraging people and writing them notes or teaching a Bible study or singing or playing on the worship team at church. I don't know what it is, but people do such a poor job when it comes to comparing themselves to others. Don't compare your gifts and abilities to others. Have you ever on a football team seen a quarterback try to block? If a quarterback throws a short pass or hands the ball off and goes to block somebody, 9 times out of 10, he fails. Or have you ever seen an offensive lineman try to return a punt or a kickoff? It would not be pretty. And I think so often we look at others and we think we can't compare to their gifts and talents. But I want you to know that God wants to use whatever He's given you. You have gifts, you have talents. And I want to encourage you, if you don't already use the gifts and abilities He's given you for God's glory, that you remind yourself that being on the bench isn't near as good, or being in the crowd isn't near as good as being in the game. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about spiritual gifts. And I want to encourage you to look at that and realize that God has gifted you. Let's pray about that today. Lord, I pray that You would help me to use the gifts You've given me, the abilities You've given me. And Lord, if I don't know where I can serve, Lord, would You just allow me to find a need and meet the need? God, it takes all of us. It takes the entire team to make a wonderful church. And Lord, I ask that You would impress on people's hearts today the desire and the need to press into You and to decide that they will allow You to use them in whatever way You call them, Lord. Would You make it known what You want us to do in serving in our church and in providing others with things that they need to further your kingdom. And we thank you for all of the many gifts and abilities, all of the different people and types of people that you use. You don't disqualify all of us, and we don't want to pull ourselves out of the game anymore. In Jesus' name.